This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a fantastic Thursday already. We're going to do a little housekeeping here, meaning we have to make fun of Jasmine Crockett. Pete Hegseth said something. We have to talk a little bit more about the FBI, the evils of the communists, emails, all that, and so much more in the final hour of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to start here because Representative Brandon Gill, who I like, I think he's a freshman, but he's been impressive so far. He brought up something that's a pretty good point.
Colleagues on the other side want to encourage us to...
He's talking about Democrats. That's who the colleagues on the other side are, by the way.
Colleagues on the other side want to encourage us to move on. Move on from a federal government that was weaponized against the American people that they are supposed to represent and protect. Move on after our FBI was targeting parents who were concerned that their children were being indoctrinated into radical transgender ideologies in their public schools. Move on after the left weaponized the federal government to create a mass censorship industrial complex violating our First Amendment rights. We're supposed to move on after they targeted Catholic Americans, traditional Americans, and labeled them violent extremists. We're told that there's a problem that we can't agree on what's right and wrong, and I agree.
It's a good point because I want us to understand this is a tactic virtually all evil people will use. This isn't just unique to communists. It isn't unique to Americans, men, women. Evil people love to use this tactic because what it does is it appeals to your values. Because what are your values? You want to live in peace. You want to live in a normal country. You want to live in peace. Even if you're the most hardcore anti-communist there is, you don't want to have political fights all the time, every day of your life. Isn't it exhausting? You don't want to have to live like that. The communist knows that. And so what they do, and they've always done this, it's if you do any reading on communist governments, it's uncanny how common this is. When they finally collapse, when it finally goes bad, and it's time for real accountability, the people are so ground down, so worn out, they oftentimes don't want to deal with it at all. And the communist who's done horrible things will do the same thing every time. Hey, isn't it time to move on? Hey, let's move on. Hey, that was a dark period for everybody. Hey, and look, you know, there's no better example right now than actually the COVID tyrants, none of whom have been punished in any way. The evil people who oppressed you, destroyed your education, destroyed your health, destroyed your economy, the people who were the reason you couldn't bury your father, the people who were the reason your child didn't get a graduation, the people who wrecked this country, all of them to this day, when they are charged, when someone points out something evil they did, all of them say, hey, man, it's time to move on. No one knew. They love that. Which is exactly why you can never succumb to it. Because the reason they love that is it's appealing to you. You know what? COVID was really bad and I still don't trust this guy. But you know what? I'm ready to move on too. I'm not ready to move on at all. In fact, I could still talk about COVID all day long. In fact, you know what? I'll go ahead and play him again. Here is Scott Gottlieb, still with his face all over television.
This does look like it's going to be a flu-like paradigm where there's going to be new variants that emerge each year. Hopefully we'll guess right in terms of how we formulate the vaccines, but you're going to need updated protection like you do from flu to try to match the vaccine against the variants that's circulating. But if you want to update that protection and also get more protection against the possibility of infection, you will need to keep up to date with your vaccine.
He lied about all that. He went on television, pretended to be an expert, and he lied to the American people about all that. Now, he's on stage warning you about the evil dangers of RFK.
But I do worry that a lot of the anti-vax sentiment, or a lot of this kind of movement, is really an anti-vax movement, and some of them.
And if you ask him about any of the evil tyranny he was committing during COVID, I guarantee you, you'll get the same thing they all say. Hey, no one knew. It's time to move on. Let's move on. That was in the path. In the past. Moving on without justice, without accountability, is the fuel that gives evil people what they need to do evil again the next time. Making sure there is real accountability for wrong, real accountability for evil. That's how you ensure there isn't a next time. This is why I will remain steadfast on this for the entire 4 years of Trump's presidency. Government people must go to prison. They must. That is not about revenge. That's not just because I hate a lot of government employees and think their entire department should be eliminated. It's not that. It is about ensuring that the next time the America makes a terrible mistake and elects a Democrat, and America will at some point in time, that Democrat is going to do everything Joe Biden did, but worse, because they always get worse. Democrats just get more and more evil as time goes on. More communists, more evil, more communists, more evil. So when the next guy walks into office and he walks into the FBI and he says, hey, I want you to go label school board moms as domestic terrorists, there should be a room full of FBI agents who don't want to go to jail. And so they say, I'm sorry, Mr. President, that's not a lawful order. I can't just violate the civil rights of school board moms. Otherwise, I might go to jail like the last guy went to jail. That's why we must have accountability. And that's why the worst thing you can do is the thing you often want to do, the thing I often want to do. All right, let's move on. I'm tired of all the fighting. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I used to date the brainless girl boss thinking it would save me money because she could pay for all her own stuff. Big mistake. You end up giving them all your money just to shut them up. On the bright side, being broke has never been more satisfying. Oh, gosh. The second you even sniff that girl boss stuff, just turn around and run the other direction. You're about to be miserable. Hi, most handsome, freakishly tall young man. Twice now, I've heard an advertisement on your show advertising a Florida Keys resort specifically catering to the alphabet creatures.
Why are you gay?
I'm seriously torn about leaving or staying with you, literally. I love you. What would impart your wisdom? All these other things. She says her name is Granny. I'll say this again. Remember, I do not own these airwaves. I do not own them. Premier allows me to sit here for 3 hours a day and do a radio show. What I control is what comes out of my mouth. Therefore, if you hear me talking about preborn, that's how you know it got my seal of approval. I say yes or no on things like that. If you hear my voice, I have approved it. When you don't hear my voice, what you need to know is that's not my space to own. I don't own the network. I don't own 3 hours. The owners will make that decision. It's not my choice and shouldn't be my choice. They allow me to borrow 3 hours every day sitting here, and they allow me complete and total control over the people I speak up for. Beyond that, it's not my control. And by the way, have you given to preborn? As long as we're on the subject, why don't you fight back against the things you don't like by doing something wonderful? Give a young woman who's about to abort her baby Why don't you give her a free ultrasound so she can choose life? She won't choose life without the ultrasound. Remember, preborn seeks out the women who've already decided to abort their babies. They're already out there looking for a place to do it, and preborn steps in and says, hey, young lady, how about a free ultrasound? Once she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life almost every single time. You want to help? Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28 buys the ultrasound. And remember, it's all tax deductible. There's no limit. You give them whatever you want. You don't want to give them a grand, go ahead. I don't care. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Dear Dr. Jesse, oh, this is about the honeymoon story I told where I got sunburnt on the first day and we had to spend the rest of it in the room. I can just picture a young, dumb Jesse making sandcastles and refusing to put sunscreen on and just getting fried to a crisp. Poor Ob having to nurse your dumb self back to health. Sounds like something I would do to my wife. I will say, I may have ruined our honeymoon with my refusal to put on sunscreen that very first day. And what I had was not sunburn. It was most definitely sun poisoning. You ever had sunburn so bad? Chris, have you ever had sunburn so bad where you get blisters? Oh, yeah. The kind of sun poisoning that comes with chills and things like that. Like it was very, very bad. I really should have put on some sunscreen. And yeah, I mean, I ruined our honeymoon, of course. But I feel like the number of times Ob has brought it up has made us even. I really feel like we're even. What, Chris? That's a very good point, Chris. You know what? That's a good point. She broke both of her legs in Mexico, ruining our vacation. You know what, Chris? I'm going to bring that up the next time she brings up the sunscreen. I'm sure that definitely won't cause a fight at all. I can see it. This is definitely going to work. Anyway, let's talk about China and honeypots next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse question emailed in for tomorrow. Get that emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours on Friday, as always, dedicated to you and whatever questions you email in. Let's clear out some email space, shall we? But before we do that, I just have to get to this. In things that we shouldn't have to do, but clearly we do. This is from the AP. The U.S. bans government personnel in China from romantic relations with Chinese citizens. This is a lesson that Eric Swalwell clearly could have used. Spy agencies, bad countries, they will use beautiful women for espionage. This is as old as spying. That's how old this kind of thinking is. And the reason these countries do it, the reason people use it for espionage, is because beautiful women make men stupid. There's just something about them. Our brains stop functioning correctly, and we end up doing really, really stupid, terrible things. And what concerns me about things like this is that we had to do it. You know, they didn't just come up with this policy, right? They didn't wake up this morning and said, hey, somebody should really ban getting into a romantic relationship with a Chinese citizen when you're in China. They had to come up with this policy because our people are over there doing it. And so I really wanted to say this as a PSA to every single goober who works in government. Fellas, I'm just talking to the dudes because ladies are much less susceptible to this. Fellas, self-awareness is everything, okay? Everything. I want you to do me a favor. If you work in government, whether you're in America, China, Russia, Germany, I don't care where you are. If you were in any kind of a critical national security position, this count, military counts as well. I want you to do me a favor. And I want you to look in the mirror. Look hard in the mirror. And I want you to take an honest assessment of what is looking back at you in the mirror. And give yourself a grade. And here's the grade I want you to give. It's not a grade for you. It's a grade of, okay, knowing what I'm looking at here. What is the likelihood that a Chinese 10 is going to hit me up at the bar because I'm just so hunky? This is an important conversation to have, gentlemen. What is the likelihood that a Chinese 10 is going to hit me up at the bar? Look at, you're looking at your face. What do you think the likelihood is? I told you the last time I ran into a hooker, it was It was at a steakhouse downtown. I had to go meet a bunch of guys for business, and I'm sitting there. I get there early. I go belly up to the bar early, and just absolute dime comes and plops down right beside me and won't shut up. And I admit I didn't know she was a hooker right away, but I knew right away something was wrong. You know why? Because I own a mirror. And while I may not look like Chris, I am 43 years old with no hair. I have gray in my beard. You know what's not going to happen? A smoke is not going to walk into the bar and look over at me and say, wow, that's the kind of hunk I want to get my hands on, unless there's some kind of ulterior motive. So the second she sat down, I may not have sniffed out the fact she's a hooker because I don't have very good hooker sense, I guess. What, Chris? I don't know what that... I don't have a nose for hookers. I'm sorry. I don't know. Anyway, I don't have a great hooker sense about me, but I knew immediately something was wrong. Something was off. I knew it. I should have just looked her right in the eye and said, listen, how appealing would I be if you knew I took Relief Factor every day for my knee pain? But what, Chris? I was just going to ask her that. It would have been a fair question. And that, you know what I should have done? I should have just gone into the whole thing. Hey, do you know Relief Factor is 100% drug-free? And then just see if she hangs on. Let her know. You know, if you take Relief Factor every single day, it'll eliminate the pain in your life. What about you? Do your knees hurt? I noticed you're wearing a short skirt. I bet those knees hurt. Listen. What, Chris? Listen. 3 weeks is only $19.95, young lady. I'm sure your father will probably help you pick up the tab. You do know him, right? Anyway, relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF for all your knee pain. Do some emails. Jesse, I'm a 78-year-old proud naturalized citizen who immigrated to this country with my parents in 1960. How about that? That's really cool. I joined the Navy in 1966. I served 22 years. You talked about World War II Italian campaign. I just wanted to let you know that my father was wounded at Monte Cassino in 1944. He was part of the German paratroopers. By the way, he came to this country being recruited because of HID, because of his critical skills. I think he just misspelled that wrong. Monte Cassino, which I didn't really go into this last time I was talking about the Italian campaign in World War II. It's actually kind of a sad story. It was this beautiful, beautiful monastery way up on a hilltop in Italy. And what happened was the Germans occupied it. Because they understood, one, it provided a great vantage point for looking down below, and two, they correctly assumed the Allies, look, we really didn't want to destroy wonderful historic things. Did you know that? I realize we did destroy a lot of historic things, but in Cologne, Germany, here's something for you to look up, fascinating. If you go right now, do an image search for Cologne, Germany, you will notice this beautiful church. Looks ancient, almost medieval. That's because it is. If I remember right, it's like 600 years old. It's ancient, ancient church. If you look at a picture of Cologne, Germany, after we bombed it, it's like the entire place was flattened except that church. Why? We took painstaking steps to make sure we avoided flattening the church. It's a cool church. You just looked it up, isn't it, Chris? It's a cool church, right? We tried oftentimes. In fact, Hitler even tried. Did you know that? There were the leaders of the various European powers really did oftentimes try to avoid wiping out these historic landmarks. Anyway, Monte Cassino was this monastery. The Germans moved right in and made it their headquarters. And we eventually had to have it. So we just kind of turned it into dust, which was a little bit sad. Anyway, let's talk about taking a tour together. Let's talk about Democrats completely losing the plot first, because that's enjoyable. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And okay, I'll explain to you why I was wincing now, Chris. Right as the music was coming on, Jewish producer Chris looked up at me and I kind of did the thing. And Chris actually asked me if I farted. No, I didn't fart, Chris. Why don't you grow up? Okay, that's one. Two, you're going to be in your 40s one day too. And what just happened to me will happen to you. You see, I hurt my back. You may be wondering, how could you hurt your back? You're just sitting in there. I wasn't even moving at the time. You don't understand. There gets to be a point in your life where you don't actually have to do anything to hurt yourself. Every now and then, you will just hurt yourself. Right now, there's this little burning sensation right in between my shoulder blades. It won't last long. I've gone through it before. It's going to be about 10 minutes, but something will pop, and then it will burn, and then it will go away. It's like dating Kamala. Chris, listen, it's fine, okay? Georgia Democrats walk out of a chamber in support of sex changes for criminals. This, combined with the Democrat press tour, it really is. These people, they are a gift, because right now there's a chance our popularity could be dipping, right? People are apprehensive about the tariff stuff. The honeymoon phase for a new president never lasts forever. It just doesn't. You only have a little while. Then everything doesn't get better for people overnight, and then they get mad and then they blame the guy in office. You want, ideally, the honeymoon phase to last as long as possible. Trump's honeymoon phase is lasting pretty long for a couple reasons. One, he's doing what he promised. Americans aren't used to that. The American people love deportations. They voted for deportations. And two, these people are all over the television set.
Voter fraud does not exist.
I loved how you broke that down in the book. Expound, please.
Right? Voter fraud just doesn't exist. It's not a real thing. We shouldn't make laws based on protecting us from things that don't exist. Right? Republicans keep saying we need voter ID. The voter ID is the thing that secures our election, that protects us from voter fraud.
Well, of course he knows voter fraud exists. Even normies in this country now know voter fraud exists. And so when you loudly proclaim that it doesn't exist, all you're really doing is helping everybody to understand completely how pervasive the voter fraud is, thus aiding our side. These people can't shut up. Through some emails, Jesse, I'm white. Good for you, buddy. I spoke with some black friends as DEI has come under discussion, and they feel they are owed for slavery. First off, it's funny how they lumped in with so on and so forth. Feel they are owed for slavery. Okay, so let's talk about this, because it's an uncomfortable topic, but let's talk about it. It's not just this stuff on the left.
When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black. Charlie looked at me like I was crazy.
Let's have a talk, a hard talk, an offensive talk. Because I have black friends like that too. In fact, you may remember, I'm not going to name drop him because he's not here to defend himself, but it was an interview I did on the air years ago with one of my buddies who's black, and the argument was about the black national anthem at football games, which my take on it is simply it divides the country to have two different national anthems, and the national anthem is for all of us, no matter what our skin color is. All Americans should be able to celebrate the national anthem. And so he came on, and he said, well, no, you're making too much of this. it's just a worship song, Jesse. He said, it's just a worship song. And I said, no, it's not. They didn't pick Amazing Grace. The NFL isn't playing that song because it's a worship song and they just want to praise Jesus. Sorry, Chris. The NFL's playing that song because it's known as the Black National Anthem. And he couldn't argue against that point because, of course, he knew I was correct. And so I flat out asked him. I asked him on the air, do you believe you should have your own national anthem? And he didn't have an answer for that. And the reason he didn't have an answer is he does believe that. He does. He believes because of the historic oppression of black people in this country that black people are owed a special national anthem because of what they've gone through. I have another buddy of mine. He's actually a hardcore libertarian type. And we are friends. I'll tell you this. We are friends. And he believes all the way in reparations. He believes the government should write a check to every black person in the United States of America. And he will say verbatim, he said it to me to my face multiple times, black people deserve to be made whole for what we've gone through. Now, I'm against all that. I think all of that's insane. And I'm happy to argue. I argue with them all the time over the whole thing. But I will say this. There is a way of thinking that will hold you back forever in life. And we're all susceptible to it. All of us. I have a buddy. He's in radio. In fact, I knew him before I even started doing media. I was still selling RVs. I've known this guy for years, and he does radio. He has a radio show. And it's an okay show, if I'm being honest. It's not bad. So you would listen, I would guess. And he gets paid pretty well. It's a local market, but it's a bigger local market. He does very well for himself. We've never talked money, but I bet you he makes six figures, you know, 100 grand, 200 grand a year. He does a decent car, has a house, wife, kids, does well for himself. And we went out to dinner one night, and all he could do, now remember, he does radio for a living. This is not even a job. He does radio for a living, making six figures, and all he complained about was the time slot he didn't get. And the bosses are holding me back. I'm better than that guy. I deserve that. I deserve this. And he had allowed what he thought was owed to him. He had allowed that to rob him of the joy and contentment that should have come his way for what he did have. And that way of thinking is very pervasive in the black community in America. No, it's not universal. It's not every black person at all who thinks that way. So don't convince yourself it is. Don't think that Jasmine Crockett represents all black people. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a way of thinking. And look, you can even make a good argument for it. My black friends certainly do. No, we are old. We did go through this. We did. You do. They make a good argument. I completely disagree with their argument, but they make a good argument for it. It's not like they don't make an argument. My point is not whether their argument is valid or my argument is valid. My point is when you allow that mentality, they owe me. I am owed. I have been wronged and I am owed. When you allow that mentality to creep into your life, you're only hurting yourself. You are only holding yourself back. You can never reach total contentment if you're always trying to get what you think you're owed from somebody. I've known people like this in the working world. I brought up a radio buddy of mine, but I've known people like this in every job I've ever been. Construction. Oh, I should have that operator. I'm better on the traco than he is. I should have this. I should have that. I should have this. I'm owed this. I've been wronged and I am owed. That kind of thinking will steal your joy. No matter who you are or what color you are, be very, very, very careful with that kind of thinking. All right? All right. We have one segment left, and we get to make fun of Dome and Tim Walz. I miss it, Chris. I can't help it. I miss it. Part of me misses Dome. I just listen, Chris, don't you miss this? I do. Chris. I love her, and guess what?
I love you back.
I know, Dome. I know you do. Let's talk about Hillsdale College giving us a free education. That's cool. Speaking of freebies, Hillsdale College, 40, more than 40 online courses for free. We all want to know more about the stories in the book of Genesis. Even Chris does. The stories around those stories. To make it come alive, give it more context. You know, Hillsdale's offering a free course on that. Think that'd be a nice thing to mix in for yourself and your family this Sunday? A free course on the Constitution. It's called Constitution 101. The Roman Republic. Hillsdale's good enough to offer us these things at no cost so everybody can have at least some kind of Hillsdale education. No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. It's been an amazing week, and tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and that's always a good time. Don't forget to email in your questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They caught up with Dome and asked her about that big win in Wisconsin.
Hi, Wisconsin, to all of you. I just wanted to...
She definitely does drink, right? Now, hold on a moment. We're going to listen to this together. And there's a little game I like to play. I guess you can play it with me because this is going to apply to more than just Dome. The game is this woman drunk or does she have a suburbia accent? That's what I call it, a suburbia accent. A suburbia accent is actually, Chris, do me a favor because this isn't unique to Dome. Go dig up. Remember when Katie Britt, the Republican senator from Alabama, remember when she gave the rebuttal to Joe Biden? Katie Britt spoke with a suburbia accent there. And she, oh, you have it, Chris, already? Go ahead. We'll try it right here on the air. Try it.
This is the United States of America. And it is past time, in my opinion, that we start acting like it. President Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This
Perfect.
Crisis is
Thank you, Chris. That'll be fine. President Biden's border policies. She got crushed for that, by me included. But that's how a lot of suburban women speak, with this weird earnestness thing that doesn't seem real. It can't be real. Is Dome hammered here? Is she just speaking with a suburbia accent? I don't know. I report. You decide.
Hi, Wisconsin, to all of you. I just wanted to pop by to say thank you. You all are just extraordinary. You love our country. You care. You are making such extraordinary sacrifices on behalf of so many people, on behalf of communities, on behalf of people you may.
Hi, Wisconsin.
I love you back.
She's got to be hammered, right? If that's suburbia accent, that's as bad as ever. See, Chris is 100% convinced she's hammered. I'm telling you, Chris, I've been at some of these neighborhood parties before, and I've been staring at these women as they talk, and I've been convinced she's blasted, right? And I'll talk to Ob, and Ob would be like, no, she didn't have a drink. This is how she talks. Listen. What, Chris, what? She's 2 seconds away from saying how much she loves you. I know, but listen, that's the fake suburbia earnestness they talk to. President Biden's border policies. That's how they speak. It's wild. Also, Tim Walz sucks too.
It's an outrageous affront to folks who share our values on democracy, and for him to mock them and to say this about Canada, that they're nasty people. The thing I think that starts to have to set in, and I would argue that what happened in Wisconsin was that is that there's buyer's remorse on this, and nobody signed up for this.
Nobody signed up for insulting Canadians. We're Americans. That's what we do, is insult Canadians. Have you ever talked to a Canadian? Canadians insult Canadians. Trust me, especially the right ones. And you know what's so funny? It's Canada has legions of people who think just like we do, and they're stuck under this tyrannical commie oppression up there, and they freaking hate it. Legions of people up there are thinking, oh my gosh, get me to America. Dear Oracle, I'm gutted to have missed out on your on the tour you hosted to Israel. Remember we did the Holy Land tour? Gosh, it was sick. I'm sure it was a total blast and super informative. Do you have any intentions of doing any other history tours? What about Italy? If so, I'm in. Says his name is Dean. It's funny you should bring that up, Dean. What, Chris? What? I can talk about it, can't I? All right, I came in today and I annoyed the living daylights out of Chris and Corey because I came up with an idea. Now, do not get your hopes up, because even if this something that if this is something that happens, it's a long ways away. Okay, so I don't have plans. This is an idea that popped into my head this morning. All right. So, you know how I've been nerding out on World War One, not two, the fighting in the Alps. And yes, in case you're wondering, that's the next history show you're going to get. Maybe next week. It just depends on whether I can finish it up this weekend. But I've been nerding out on all this horrible fighting that took place in the Alps. I want to go. Don't shake your head, Chris. Why are you like this? There are trenches that are still dug into the mountains, man. Don't you want to see? Is it cold? It's 7,000 feet above sea level, Chris. Yes, it's cold. They had caves made of solid ice. Yeah, I'm sure. No, come on. Why are you passing already? There's a warmer season. I don't know that I would call it warm per se, because warm doesn't necessarily happen at 7,000 feet all that often. But we're not going to go in the dead of winter. I don't want frostbite either. Chris, hear me out. No, don't shake your head before I even say anything. There are tunnels still, man. Tunnels into the mountain. You don't want to walk into one of those tunnels? You wouldn't walk into one of those World War One tunnels? The one I saw this morning, the dude was pointing to a place where it was like a couple years ago, he had found a poison gas shell that was 100 years old. He had to call the explosives people, and they came and got it. They're like, yes, that's a live poison gas. Can we keep stuff like that? Yes, we just have to do it when the guides aren't looking. I'm sure all that's illegal, but of course we're going to stuff all that in our pockets and take it home. Now, if it's poison gas, I don't know that I would go that route. We'll be fine. You're right. You know what? We'll have gas masks. That's what we'll do. We'll have gas masks just in case. But yes, we're going to take stuff home. Chris and Corey were not that supportive of my idea when I brought it in this morning. I think now that I've presented it to you, you will be supportive. I know you're going to find this shocking, but Chris was concerned about the money. We'll find a sponsor or something, Chris. Oh, wow. Am I out of time? Dang it. Hey, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That'll be fun. We'll do some stuff then. That'll be a good time. Anyway, that's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.